But I want to continue on the subject of Europe. We're going to do that with our broadcast partner, who is Al Konya. He is the director of Word of Life Hungary. Now, we've known each other for a number of years. Al comes from the United States. He has a Hungarian background, and he is fluent in Hungarian. Now, I say that. I think it takes years and years. One day I was asked what is going to be the language in the future, in the heavenlies, and I said Hebrew, and I really believe that. And somebody in the audience here in Hungary said, no, no, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, look, it's going to be Hungarian. I said, well, where do you get that from? That's not in the Bible. He said, no, it'll take us eternity to learn Hungarian. We're going to be talking with Al in just a moment. I'm not going to ask him to speak in Hungarian. We'll talk in the language that you can interpret as well, English, and you can eavesdrop on the conversation. First, let me talk about, though, what is going to be taking place in the United States at Gatlinburg in September. It's going to be another of our what we refer to modules for a conference, a prophecy conference that will take place as it goes along with our School of Prophets. Now, we have a number of students who are involved in our graduate program to work towards a master's degree and or a PhD degree, and each fall we have a module, a conference with two modules. This year we're going to be using David James. He was for many years here in Hungary. He was the director of the Bible Institute. He's going to be talking about the different options in eschatology. In other words, we are premillennial, pre-trib rapture. That means that Jesus Christ comes back before the millennial kingdom, and then the rapture takes place before the tribulation period. Now, that's what we're teaching here as we teach the book of Revelation. It's the doctrine eschatologically for the Word of Life organizations around the world, and it's what the Word of God teaches. So we're going to be doing that, but David James is going to help our graduate students, and you're welcome. You don't have to be a student, a registered student at the time. You don't even have to be a graduate of university in any place to come along to our conference in Gatlinburg. It's a beautiful location in the world. It's a beautiful time of the year to be there, and it's a great opportunity for you to bring the wife along, and you go to class in the daytime. In the evening, you date that wife of yours. You pastors ought to think about that. Call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298. Jody is the one that can help you with all the details, information, or you can go to our website and connect to that as well, and it'll tell you all the information. I'm going to be talking about the Jew and Bible prophecy. How does the Jew play into Bible prophecy? Well, those will be the two modules for our conference in Gatlinburg. And speaking of that, of course, if you're interested in our School of Prophets, if you are a graduate of a university with a BA or a BS, you can get involved in studying to get your master's or your PhD in advanced eschatology. I believe every man's theology is based upon his eschatology. If you're a pastor, you ought to consider it. We have a number of pastors coming into the program, and we're excited every time we see a new pastor get involved. So information is available on our website, prophecytoday.com, and information about the Gatlinburg Conference as well is available. Let me just have one more thing before we talk with Al Konya. I want to give you the poll question for today. Bible prophecy, by the way, the poll question is found on the homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com. Here's the question for this week. Bible prophecy found in Revelation 18 tells of the literal city of Babylon, which is in modern-day Iraq. That location will be the world headquarters for a one-world economic, political, governmental system. Could the Iraqi national elections help to set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled? That's the question we're asking. It's on our homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com. Of course, you can see our devos there just off the homepage. You can double-click on that. We're studying through the entire Word of God. We're in the book of Joshua, and we would love for you to go and read about what God's Word has to say in Joshua as it relates to prophetic events in the future. Those things in the past, looking forward to the future. The website again, prophecytoday.com. Okay, we got the business out of the way now. Al Konya is going to join us. Al, you have been here for how many years in Eat Hungry for the purpose of working and teaching young people, getting them involved in learning the Word of God. But now you've moved in as director, and you're not only directing Hungary, but a region. I want to talk about that. How long have you been here in Hungary?
We arrived here in summer of 1992, so it's actually 18 years, and you've been teaching here since 94 when the Bible school opened. So it's just been great to have you again.
Well, thank you. I was telling you people earlier on the broadcast, Al, that what is so exciting to me, there are students from 8 different foreign countries. I replicate myself not only here in Hungary with the Hungarian students, but those 8 different countries, those students will be going back to their homeland. I can think about a young student a couple of years ago who was from Serbia, and he's gone back there, and man, the last couple of years, you and I have gone there to minister under his help because he had a heart for his people. This is exciting. When young people get turned on for the Lord, when they see what the Word of God is saying about today, they want to go back to their own people and lead them to Christ, don't they?
That really is true, and it is no exception this year. We have a young lady here from as far away as New Zealand, and I often wonder how in the world God brings them to this place. We joke and say it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from here, just a tiny little village in rural Hungary, and yet God brings them here. They're trained in the Word of God, and they go out fired up to share God's Word with a good biblical perspective to make a difference for Christ in a lost and dying world.
I have to ask you, this is the area of the Eastern Bloc. Now, when we talk about the Eastern Bloc, this was under Soviet control as one of those satellites of the former Soviet Union. And communism was the leading philosophy of all of these nations. I noticed in one of the news stories that we cover on our website, prophecytoday.com, is the resurgence of an interest in Stalin in the Kremlin. And there's very much interest. There's going to be the possibility of, in one of the major parades, them carrying images of Stalin. But what about these Eastern Bloc countries? They were able to get rid of their communist leaders, but I got a feeling that that philosophy seems to be returning. Am I correct? Is this what's happening here in these former Eastern Bloc countries?
Well, I think what happened is you're exactly right. In the late 80s, early 90s, as communism fell, the Iron Curtain fell, there was tremendous hope, and democracy came in a free market economy, and many people across the world and here thought, well, we'll have free and full elections, everything will be just great. But they have realized that it's a much, much tougher road than that, and that changes in government and so on cannot provide the deepest answers to life. And so not only, by the way, is it in former Soviet Union with Stalin, but in Romania, for example, with Ceausescu. There's an increase in interest in Ceausescu, and in many of these countries, kind of among maybe still a minority, but an increasing longing for the olden days when here they would say, well, you could only buy one or two kinds of bread on the shelf, but everybody had bread and we didn't have people begging in the streets. And so there is this nostalgia and maybe yearning for a solution to the current economic problems. And there's an increasing frustration with the current system as it is.
I must say to you, we were having a conversation before the top of the hour with Dr. Rob Congdon, and we were talking about how, indeed, in these times, we see an economic crisis across the world, and that's what, Al, you're talking about. You're talking about people who say, look, at least I had a loaf of bread. I may not have had a bunch of loaves of bread, but I had a little bit of bread and didn't have all the economic problems. So we can see the stage being set for the Bible prophecy scenario that is called for by the Word of God. Well, it's a joy for me to be able to teach the students about these things that are going to be happening. Let me ask you, how has the Word been received in these former these former Eastern Bloc countries in Europe? I know we're going to, right after this broadcast, leave and go over to the Czech Republic, going to be speaking in the largest Baptist church in the Czech Republic this weekend. But what about the Word of God? I'm sure those people in that church are going to be receptive to the Word, but have people in general here in these former Eastern Bloc countries been receptive to the Word?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because when we first came here in the very, very early years, churches were really full. When you would have a conference, you would go out onto the streets and there would be good crowds that would listen. There was a great eagerness to hear spiritual truth because it had been banned. But now, nearly 20 years down the line, we are finding that there is an indifference and there is a coldness there in Hungary, I would say, is a great cynicism toward many things. And there is a great cynicism toward even saying that God can meet your needs and supply your needs, and spiritually and otherwise. And so it's gotten much harder to evangelize because people are frustrated, people are looking for answers, and many of them have convinced themselves that Christianity and religion is not the answer.
I know that Hungary itself is a member state in the European Union. I know that personally that's caused you some problems with the renovation here at the castle. And by the way, Al and I are sitting in one of the rooms of a beautiful castle dating back a number of years to a very distinguished Hungarian who lived here. He took me upstairs. I wish I could bring you here and show you, but upstairs on the third floor, it was just useless till years ago, and then all of a sudden, just recently, the architect for refurbishing this castle suggested, let's put the Bible Institute up there. They've got a place for an auditorium that would seat about 100 people up there. All you need is some money, right, Al?
All we need is a good amount of money, and the entire Bible Institute will end up under the castle roof, with the exception of the dorms, 110-seat auditorium, library, offices, other rooms, everything we need. God had it all waiting for us right under the roof.
Well, God does it like that. But going back to the European Union, how have they played into what's happening, not only with this return philosophically to communism, not only with the spread of the word, but how is it playing here in the Eastern Bloc, former Eastern Bloc countries?
Well, of course, anybody that lives here would tell you that there is now an overarching governmental format over your own national government, and that is the EU. For example, in Hungary, if things don't go well judicially, in many ways you can appeal to Brussels over the head of the national government to the EU rules. But the EU is having its struggles right now because, as you know, economically there are a lot of problems, the latest in Greece with their incredible debt, and I just heard the other day that Germany doesn't want to bail them out. Nobody wants to bail anybody out because everybody's bailing themselves out. So we are feeling all of that here as well, and the EU and the euro and the panacea that people thought it was, well, they're finding that's not the answer either.
I've got to ask you, Al, every time we get together, I want to talk about it, because Al Cogna has written an excellent book about demons. Demons are evil angels taking up habitation in a human body. The Bible talks about in Daniel chapter 10, also in the book of Revelation chapter 9, that evil angels will take control of human world leaders, and in 2 Corinthians 11, religious leaders. Do you see, as you look at the leadership of the former Eastern Bloc countries, and in fact all of Europe, demonic activity among these leaders as we're going in a way that's leading towards the fulfillment of Bible prophecy?
Well, I tell you, with some of the moral values and things that you see in these countries and that are accepted behavior now, you really wonder where the source of that is, and sometimes you don't even wonder about that. Government and governmental leaders here are increasingly secularized, increasingly divorced from biblical truth, and it certainly is a matter of grave concern.
We have a copy of that book available in our archives back at headquarters in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you're interested in purchasing that, you can go to our website. It's on our website, or you can call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298. Talk to anyone who answers. They'll be able to tell you how you can get a copy of the book On Demons by Al Cogna. That's a classic book, Al, and we appreciate it so much. And by the way, thank you again, my dear friend, for allowing Judy and me to come along and be here and work in the Bible Institute with those students. It winds my clock. It makes me feel younger to work with those young people. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for coming, and it's been a great blessing to have you once again, and if the Lord does not return, we look to have you back again next year.